Well, he certainly will go down in history as the city's most famous, controversial, revered, and some will conclude notorious mayor. An unorthodox retail politician for sure, who basically filled the mayoral race void left by David Miller's decision not to seek re-election and John Tory's decision not to run back in 2010. Remember, it was Tory had just stepped down as leader of the provincial Conservatives less than a year earlier. In fact, I was the one who told Rob Ford here on 680 News that Tory was out. I'd called him for reaction that morning, and his statement was, "Oh, really? That's something to consider." And that's when it became obvious that he might even be in the running for mayor himself. At the time, it was unbelievable because nobody was seeing him, certainly from this side, as a mayoral candidate. But that's when he was able to leverage his street guy connection to constituents into a stop the gravy train and respect for taxpayer mantra that not only resonated with a lot of people, but amplified the widespread anger about runaway spending at City Hall. If you remember back to that election, which included George Smitherman, Rocco Rossi, and Joe Pantalone, he stood out big time and spoke out, very much like Donald Trump is today, to the extent that he was covered way more by the media simply because of what he was saying and how he was saying it, guaranteeing to make sure things would go right if he was elected mayor.